Welcome back to Das Kingdom on the Parsha. Parsha Skukas is named for a very puzzling, challenging to understand mitzvah, the mitzvah of Parah Adumah. However, there's a story in the Parsha that's actually at least as challenging and troubling to understand. That's the story about the sin of Moshe Rabbeinu by Meimariva, the striking of the rock, which ultimately results in him not being able to enter Eretz Yisrael, the promised land, which his whole mission was to bring the Jewish people out of Mitzrayim to get the Torah and into Israel, and this is going to end that dream. So what exactly did Moshe do wrong in this scene? There are many answers to that, and the Baalei Tosfos will address it in this comment to the Das Kingdom, but I want to start from a different angle, which is really where they start from, which is a completely different perspective, a new perspective. I say new, it's probably close to at least 2,000 years old, but it's a new way to view the story, and we'll also get to that point of what the sin was. But they start off, it's according to the Ri B'chor Shor, who says that this scene over here was actually mentioned earlier in the Torah. The scene of Moshe hitting the rock, they say, "Vizehu hamaisa shel b'shalach, dechsiv sham v'kisa batzur." This story over here is the one that took place in Parshas B'Shalach, way back in Parshas B'Shalach, in the middle of Sefer Shemos, before the Jewish people got the Torah, just after Kriyas Yamsuf. They got to waters of Mara, the waters were bitter, the Moshe threw in eights, and it made the waters sweet. And then the Torah proceeds to tell us about them not having food, Hashem providing man and quail, and then how they didn't have anything to drink, and that's when Hashem told Moshe to hit the rock. He hits the rock and provides water for them. So we assume that that took place in the regular chronological order as presented in Parshas B'Shalach, and this is a separate event. But the Das Kingdom, quoting the Ri B'chor Shor, said no, that actually that story that's mentioned in B'Shalach was mentioned a little bit earlier. By a little bit, we mean 39 years earlier, but really the story takes place much later. The Das Kingdom explains that over there, earlier it says, "Shahoyim esader sham eich parnes Yisrael b'man ubeslav ubemayim." That, first it tells us in Parshas B'Shalach how they were supported throughout their time in the desert with the man, with the slav, with the water. And then later on, each one in its place is elaborated, and the place that the water is elaborated on is over here because that's when it takes place. But it's all really one story. And then the Baalei Tosfos even supported the reaction. It's really based on the Ri B'chor Shor, who does support this, based on the place being called Masa Meriva, and then when Parshas Dosa Bracha alludes to it, it says, "Asher nesiso b'masa tereveu al Meriva," so it mentions Masa Meriva in Zosa Bracha, meaning that the story in Parshas B'Shalach takes place at Masa Meriva, and the story over here, when it's quoted in Zosa Bracha, also is seems to be called Masa Meriva. Also, when it says Midbar Sin and Midbar Tzin, the Ri B'chor Shor says it's really the same. Midbar Tzin is Midbar Sin. But now we have a big question, right? Chazal say that the problem was that he was told V'dibarta melasel, you're supposed to speak to the rock, and we know in Parshas B'Shalach he strikes the rock, and the assumption over here is that this is a different story, and this time he was told to speak to the rock, and Moshe made a mistake, he hit the rock like he did the first time instead of speaking to the rock this time, and that was the sin. But if you're going to tell me that these are two descriptions of the same event, one time in Parshas B'Shalach and then further elaborated in this Parsha, so what was the sin? The Ri says that Vibartam al-Asela doesn't mean speak to the rock as opposed to striking the rock. Rather, it means Vidibartem el-Asela, and it should be understood over here as saying speak to Bnei Yisrael regarding the rock, but rather you're supposed to actually indeed hit it. And the striking the rock was not the problem, meaning he was told to speak in front of the rock and strike the rock, and indeed he did those things. So what did he do wrong? So what was their sin? So the Ri explains that when they said, "Shimuna Hamorim, listen, you rebellious ones, Hamin Hasela Hazeh, Noti Lechemayim, should we bring water for you?" So what they were saying, says the Ri, is that they're saying, "Why are you fighting with us? Or we should bring it out for you. The Hashem is the one; he's the one you should speak to, and it shouldn't be you complaining and yelling. Rather, you should do Derech Tefila Ubakasha." making requests and davening properly. But he says, interestingly, this should have clarified their words more carefully. They didn't explain more carefully what they meant, and Hashem was very machbid about that, and he considered that yan lohemantem bi, that you didn't believe in me, or you caused them not to believe in me, which would seem to be that you know, we see over here the importance of clarity and communicating effectively, especially when you're speaking on behalf of God. Hakdisheni, to sanctify my name, when you're you know, Kiddush and Chilul Hashem are on the line, you have to be incredibly careful and precise about the words you use. And the Dasikin concludes, Ulafi Apshat, the simple answer is, Ha'onesh mima shenemar notzi, v'haya lahem lo yotzi. Right? The punishment is for the fact that they said, notzi, we will bring out. Like, should we bring out, as opposed to yotzi, that it'll come out, meaning Hashem will bring out the water. And this can also be found in Ramban, quoting Rabbeinu Hananel, that the problem is the lashon of notzi instead of yotzi. They conclude with a quick remez that there's a piyut in Rosh Hashanah Musaf, I believe, where we say nokesh ba'eser. They were caught and trapped and snared with the 10. So they say, what is that 10? V'hainu ha'yud de yotzi eser. That's talking about what 10 did they get caught with? The yud that was supposed to be in yotzi. This word yotzi, and instead they said notzi, we will take out. They missed that yud, so they got trapped and snared because of that yud. But again, we see over here how critical it is when we are representing Hashem, when Kiddush and Chil Hashem is on the line, we have to be so careful with the words we use and represent Hashem properly. And Rosh Hashem, we should be zocha to sanctify His name and have a beautiful Shabbos.